Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Romans. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him in baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed and that we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin, but if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God, in Christ Jesus. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. The collect
is a form of prayer that is relatively defined in structure. Indeed, the name collect tells the hearer how the prayer intends to function. This prayer collects the faithful from all the varying, disparate places from which they have come. The prayer functions to draw the faithful together, no matter their location, before the prayer begins. In that sense, it's incredibly appropriate that they have put the whole community around us, those gathered on Zoom as well as us in the room. This is the night when the people of God hear not just the prayer of the day, a collect, but prayers after each of the Hebrew scripture readings, four more collects. One feature of the collect is to make an assertion about who God is and what God does. That is typically the first sentence of the collect. Let's hear those assertions from the prayers this night. However, I'm going to add in the assertions from all 12 of the Hebrew scripture readings that could happen on nights like these. Listen anew for the sweep of God's activity and identity through these prayers, beginning with the prayer of the day, eternal giver of life and light. This holy night shines with the radiance of the risen Christ. The first reading, Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and yet more wonderfully restored it. The second reading, O God, strength of the powerless and light in the darkness, look in mercy upon your church, a wonderful and sacred mystery, that it may be an ark of peace in the midst of chaos. The third reading. God and Father of all the faithful, you promised your servant Abraham that he would become the father of many nations, and through this gift of faith, you increase your chosen people throughout the world. The fourth reading. O God, whose wonderful deeds of old shine forth even to our own day. By the power of your mighty arm, you once delivered your chosen people from slavery under Pharaoh, a sign for us of the salvation offered to everyone through the water of baptism. The fifth reading. Holy God, you created all things by the power of your word, and you renew the whole earth by your spirit. The sixth reading. O God, our wisdom, teacher of truth, you fill your house by continuing to call all peoples into the way of insight. The seventh reading. God of holiness and mercy, in the dying and rising of Christ, you have established a new covenant of reconciliation for us all. The eighth reading. Living God, by the death and resurrection of your Son, you have brought us out of sin into righteousness and out of death into life. The ninth reading. Sovereign God, By the resurrection of your Son, you offer us victory in our struggles, a city for our refuge, the joy of the beloved, and festival celebration. The 10th reading. O God of deliverance, you saved Jonah through the waters of death, and after 3 days you brought him to new life. The 11th reading. O God, the life of all the earth, throughout the ages you sustain and comfort your people, and you clothe us with beauty and joy. The 12th reading. Almighty and eternal God, the only hope of the world, by the proclamation of your prophets, you declare to us the word of salvation. The rhythm of prayer sets a cadence for the church's journey into this Easter season. The beauty of a good cadence is that it has a defined beat and clarity in repetition. Resurrection, restoration, strength, peace, faith, renewal, truth, reconciliation, righteousness and new life, victory and celebration, sustenance and comfort, salvation. The weaving of these themes become the fabric of faith. This is indeed the night in which heaven and earth are joined, things human and things divine. This is the night in which Jesus, the Messiah, has broken the chains of death and brought into full view the promise of resurrection life. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.